The Lisa Lampanelli Show.
And I, for one, am offended.
Howard 101. Now, Lisa Lampanelli.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Lisa Lampanelli's Dirty Dishes with the best panel we've ever had. Frank DeCaro from Sirius OutQ, Jim Colucci, fag author, Judith Regan, editress to the star of Howard Stern, and Andrew Cohen, of course, of Bravo. Now, Andrew, really quickly, just want to know, I recently heard a rumor that Kim, the bleach blonde twat from the Atlanta Housewives, is a gay. Is she also been infiltrated by the gayness?
Well, you know, I saw her at a, I introduced her at this gay club in New York City like a couple months ago, and she was with this kind of semi-famous on gay circles DJ named Tracy Young, who's a lesbian, and they were very kind of close to each other. And now it's rumored that they are together. And so,
are you responsible for the recruiting? Are you owed a bonus by the gay conspiracy?
He's a pimp.
I should.
Do you get the toaster?
You get the toaster.
I think if I get her to come out next season, maybe I get a little something in my something.
Now, Frank, what is it about DJs that attract these women to becoming snatch lickers? Because, of course, Samantha Ronson was a DJ, and she fucked Lindsay Lohan. What do you think about this?
I think Lindsay was a little drunk and thought, because, I mean, Samantha Ronson's a cute boy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and when you're a little drunk, you drinks, and you're just like, oh.
He's cute. Hey, with him spinning the records. Come here.
You know, and then so I think that's probably how it happened.
So Lindsay was only a little
alcohol
drunk.
And
she sobered up.
No, but and then you get home and you're already there. I mean, some of us will sleep if they come all the way in from Brooklyn and they're hideous. You're like, fuck it, I'll sleep with you.
Gotcha.
You know, I mean, this is like you get her home and she's still cute and you find out she's a girl and then you're like, eh.
So it's a Miss Saigon thing.
Yeah, without
reverse.
Without the kimonos. That's true. Yeah, it really is. You figure I must. And you try it once. Well, this is fun, you know.
Right.
And then you do it again. And you
a tongue is a tongue.
Good.
Is that what happened to you, Frank?
I did. Actually, that's how I dated Samantha Ronson for the longest time.
Well, actually, Frank, did you ever bang a woman?
Never. I'm a
really?
Gold star gay.
So you are orthodox homosexual.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
I approve of that.
Thank you.
Now, speaking of celebrities.
Yes.
Frank DeCaro, do you have any prediction? Celebrities, they're all fucked up.
You know who I'm tired of? And
who
I feel
are you
bad.
Sick of?
Tired of Rihanna. I really,
yeah.
I want,
yeah.
I know that's bad. I'm a bad
victimizer
gay,
again, Frank.
I'm just tired of her. I just, this album is a downer, and I just, and she's saying the next album will be perky. And I was like, well, why don't you make the second one perky?
I have to agree, Frank, and she should be able to take a punch better. I'm sick of these women who get beat up and get publicity. I would get beat, if I could be that famous, I'd take a good beating from Jimmy's left nut. And it's huge. Frank, I agree with you. Jim Colucci, do you have anyone you're sick of also?
I am already sick of Kesha. I
hear
that stupid
that
song, that stupid TikTok song.
Ugh.
I think she's retarded.
She's retarded.
A party,
for the
party don't start till I walk in. I think she's retarded.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of retarded celebrities. Andy Cohen, do you weigh in on retarded celebrities? Did you watch Life Goes On with Corky? Was Corky fuckable in any sense of the word, Andy?
You know what? He wasn't. Although he had a beautiful mouth.
pretty mouth you got there, Corky.
Funnily enough, I was a producer at 48 Hours, and we did an hour on Down Syndrome, and I did a profile of Corky, and he's a very sweet guy.
Aww. Retards are always sweet, though.
But the person I'm done with is Jessica Simpson. I've been done with her for quite a long time.
Good point. Good point.
I cannot abide.
Now, is she fat now or thin? I can't figure it out.
You know what? I hope she is thin because people seem to have sympathy for her when she's fat.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't get sympathy when I'm fat.
There you go.
You know, I get ripped a new a-hole by everybody suddenly. And
yeah.
Kirstie Alley, poor Kirstie Alley, she can't eat a donut without getting a picture in the paper. Fuck that Jessica Simpson. That's all I have to say.
She should get an Oscar.
She
should. Yeah, she gets
absolutely.
Fat enough. Yeah.
Judith Regan, any predictions or any celebrities you are sick of?
Tiger Woods.
Oh,
wow.
She is a pain in the ass.
She is. I think he'll become a Buddhist monk.
I would love that.
I think he will. I think this is so traumatic for him because he's a child and he had no idea what would happen. And this has been so incredibly traumatic for him that I think he'll actually retreat into the world of spirituality and become a Buddhist monk.
Wow. A black Buddhist. Frank, is that correct?
I hope so. It's because he's straight and he's married. If he were gay and we found out that he slept with a ton of guys, you'd be like, good for you.
Or not married. Or straight and unmarried.
I think
nobody
would
care.
Right. Because
it's because he sold himself as Mr. Perfect and Mr. Family Man.
You can't do that. See, if you sell yourself as a total asshole and they meet you and you're like, you're actually kind of nice, yeah, then they're happy. You know, so you should never be the nice one.
And the press conference was such a bore.
Oh, yeah. Who in this
and
room
he takes
sincere
Ambien?
Or insincere? Jim, sincere or insincere?
A tiger, insincere.
The apology. Insincere, Frank?
Yeah, it was a lot of hooey.
Okay.
Oh, it was so lame.
Judith. Really lame.
I love that you said a lot of hooey, Frank, because you gayed up that insincere. I love that. That's what the gays are good at. You put your stamp on it.
Put a little pretty on it.
Now, I personally love this panel. I must say, when the other four people didn't show up and you guys filled in, I was not very happy, but now I am thrilled. And I have a few predictions for you all, because to me, you are celebrities, okay? Andy Cohen, let me tell you something.
Tell me.
I predict that Andy will produce Bravo's first sports show, Pitchers and Catchers. I see both Jim and Frank having long careers in the showbiz because you two are the gay power couple. You're like the fag Brad and Angelina without the annoying nigglets. Frank and Jim are so gay, their dog barks with a lisp. Is that not true, Jim Colucci?
That is true.
Also, Jim is going to write a new book called Mr. Brady is Gay and 101 Other Homos That'll Make Your Mother Cry. And Frank will host a game show on Logo called Who's Got AIDS?
If Michael Musto can't host it, they'll get me. If he says no,
now,
it's
me. Now, quickly, Frank, you are a very funny man. Eh. Why is the AIDS so hilarious? Go.
It's always funny. It's a good conversation killer. You can get out of anything. It's perfect. You just bring that up. It just always, thanks, Lisa.
But in all seriousness.
Hold this anvil, Frank. Here,
Frank, I'll be honest with you. Because in my show, I am bawdy and ribald, as you know.
She is.
I will do an AIDS joke. People will crack up laughing, especially homosexuals, where it's very cool. Cancer joke never gets a laugh. Why are the gays so cool that they can laugh at the AIDS?
I think we can laugh at anything. I think that's because it's a show of strength to be able to laugh at something
and intelligence.
Absolutely horrible.
That's absolutely true. And speaking of which, there's this guy is a call for Frank specifically. Oh, don't get jealous, Jim.
I'll claw his eyes out.
Jim from LA, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's up, Jim?
No, I just want to say, Lisa, give you kudos for having Frank on. I'm actually straight, but I do listen to his show every once in a while, and I think it's great to hear him on with you. I think it's hilarious, and I think Howard should actually have him on too on his show. I think he's a great addition to Howard 101. With
I
you.
Have to agree. I have Howard's ear, as you know. He asks me about every decision. And I am going to put a bug in his ear. Shut up, caller. I'm going to put a bug in his ear for Frank to have his own show on Howard 101.
Thank
will you,
you
be allowed to do that?
I will. Yes, I would. I think to be on a channel that as people listen to would be exciting. I think it'd be very exciting.
To be honest with you, serious, I listen to only Howard and OutQ. Oh, yeah, and Judith, yeah, you too. Because you know what your problem is, Judith? I don't know when your show is on.
Me
please
neither.
Tell me. No, it's really hard to find. Judith,
they keep changing it.
Well, please
keep
plug
moving
when
it
it's on now. I would love to know.
It's on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays,
Judith
Regan,
Wednesdays. They played a bunch of times.
Okay, so you're on for a full
2 hours.
Two hours a week.
And they play it, they replay it, they play it. You know, it's
what
one of those
do
deals.
What do you do when you're not recording that exhaustive schedule?
You know, you'd be amazed. No, I'm producing.
Well, I do have a prediction for your future, Judith, and it's kind of sad. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
This just in.
Aging beauty. Go ahead.
Judith Regan will suffer a nervous breakdown after trying to proofread Bob Levy's autobiography. It's going to be very sad, but I think you can handle it, Judith. You will overcome.
I will rise to the occasion. Thank you.
Proofread. That's funny. That's what she does. She proofreads.
She does it, Emmy. Right, Emmy.
She gets her pencil out. And
the comma goes.
Oh, you know what? You guys, I am so touched. Because when I put out the call to you, you all said yes. And I was very impressed that you enjoy me enough to do that. And you know, I will owe you a favor for this. So I would like to thank my lovely panel. Judith Regan, you can hear her for a full 2 hours on Sirius Stars XM. Andy, plug your next show. Who's on Watch What Happens Live this week?
This week it's Bethany. And next week we have two reunion shows. And of course, every Thursday at midnight is Watch What Happens Live.
I
on
love
midnight
it. And is it true you are personal friends with Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yeah, I had breakfast with her this
morning. Oh, tell her I said hi. I love her so much. I have her perfume. Anyway, Frank,
Thank you. Listen to Frank when?
11 a.m. East, 8 a.m. West, 3 hours every weekday, and it's naughty and fun on OutQ, Sirius 109, XM 98, and on the Sirius XM iPhone, and also the BlackBerry app.
Okay, Faggot, I got 20 seconds. Jim?
Subscribe to CBSWatchMagazine.com.
And I'm Lisa Lampanelli. Go to InsultComic.com for all my dates. Mike Morris opening for me sometimes when I let him. I love you guys. This has been the Lisa Lampanelli Dirty Dishes with my best panel ever. You're gay because you listen, and I'm tired of all the fight. Ow! Ow! Ow!
That was great.
Yay. I love that last...